Lesson 81. Lesson 81, Sam, what is the point of this lesson?
Well, Helen, there are many words that sound alike but have different spellings and meanings. We call these words homonyms. Now, this is true of many long A words, and we can see why it is useful to have more than one way to spell long A. It helps us identify the meaning of the word by knowing its spelling. For example, eight, A-T-E, and eight, E-I-G-H-T, sound exactly alike, but their spellings are so distinctly different that we know which meaning to apply immediately on sight. Hmm. And you can see, Helen, why we've left teaching the long vowels to the end of the program.
Yes.
Because of these particular problems that we have with spelling. The fact that we have so many ways of spelling long A, and that will apply also to long E and long I. Mm. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I'm sure the learner will learn them very well.
Well, you give us such a logical approach and such a straightforward approach that it makes it easy to comprehend what we're trying to accomplish. And I really appreciate, this is the only program that I know of that has this approach to teaching phonetics. So thank you so much for making it as easy as possible. Let's review lesson 81. We're going to read across the page and hear that the words sound the same, very different spellings, and very different meanings. So be sure to get a dictionary, look them up so you know when to spell a particular word in a particular way. The first line reading left to right, veil, veil, veil. Next line, rain, rain, rain. Next line, vein, vein, vein. Next line, main, main, main. Next line, hail, hail. Next line, eight, eight. The next line sounds like the same word, but we're reading two different words. Made, made. Next line, tail, tail. Next line, mail, mail. Next line, wait, wait. And the final line, way, way.